From Spark and Anvil and Cipherforge, this is Swap and Meld in Chapter 1 of the Cipherforge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.
The two junior agents of the Cipherforge Academy had a problem that felt, at first, completely impossible. Swap and Meld had been posted to opposite ends of the city, and the only way they could talk was the Academy's open radio, a channel that everyone could hear, including, without any doubt, the Gray Agency listening from across the river. Their mission needed a secret key, a number only the two of them knew, so they could scramble their real messages. But how do you agree on a secret when every word you say is heard by the very people you're keeping the secret from? "We can't just say the key out loud," Swap radioed, frustrated. "The Gray Agency would write it down." "And we can't meet to whisper it," Meld radioed back. "That's the whole point of the mission." She stared at the radio. It felt hopeless, like trying to pass a note across a room where everyone reads over your shoulder. A secret you have to build in front of your enemy seemed like no secret at all.
Their instructor, a retired cryptographer with paint-stained fingers, set two buckets of yellow paint on the table, one in front of each agent, and a locked cabinet of private colors. "Yellow is public," she said. "Shout it from the rooftops. The Gray Agency can have all the yellow they want." She unlocked the cabinet. "But each of you picks one private color and tells nobody, not even each other." Swap chose a deep blue and hid the can. Meld chose a bright red and hid hers. "Now," the instructor said, "mix your private color into your public yellow and swap the buckets over the open radio. Let the Gray Agency watch you carry them across the bridge. It won't help them." Swap mixed blue into yellow, green, and sent the green bucket across. Meld mixed red into yellow, orange, and sent the orange bucket back. Everyone everywhere could see one green bucket and one orange bucket crossing the bridge.
"Now the trick," the instructor said, eyes twinkling. "Fold your own private color into the bucket you just received." Meld took Swap's green and stirred in her secret red. Green plus red and the yellow already in it became a deep, muddy brown. Swap took Meld's orange and stirred in his secret blue. Orange plus blue and its yellow became the exact same muddy brown. The two agents held up their buckets and the colors matched perfectly. "That brown is your key," the instructor said. "You built it together, out loud, in front of everyone, and the Gray Agency cannot make it." Meld frowned, working it out. The enemy had seen yellow and green and orange, but to mix the final brown, you needed one of the private colors, blue or red, and those had never crossed the radio at all. They'd have to unmix a bucket of paint back into its exact ingredients, the instructor said. "And you can stir paint together in a heartbeat, but no one alive can stir it apart. A secret built in plain sight that only the two mixers could reach."
Swap laughed out loud. It was the most wonderful thing he'd ever seen. "So we broadcast everything," he said, folding again, and landed on the identical secret number, while the instructor, playing the eavesdropper, scribbled down every value that crossed the channel and still couldn't reach it. The one-way nature of the mixing was the whole magic. Easy to combine, impossible to separate. Two agents, one key, built entirely in the open.
That night, Swap and Meld ran their real mission, scrambling every message with the muddy brown key the whole city had watched them build and nobody else could hold. And Meld noticed the feeling that had crept in to replace the morning's hopelessness, a light, buzzing delight, the particular joy of a problem that had seemed airtight suddenly springing wide open from one clever angle. She keyed the radio and, just to be cheeky, sent the Gray Agency a friendly good evening in plain text. Then she and Swap went quiet on their shared secret. two agents a city apart, warmed by the same Private Brown, grinning at the beautiful trick of a key you can shout into the open air and still keep entirely, wonderfully to yourselves.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Swap and Meld. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.